yesterday was Supa Tapaswi Maharaj's disappearance day. Mm-hmm. He asked me if I could ask you to say a few words about him, please.
Tapaswi Maharaj is the one of the pillar was Brazil. He is the very ancient pillar of our Brazil mission. Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu. Gurudev always telling Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu, when he is in Brazil, Brazil is united. And for that, when I, after Gurudev's left this world, and I went to Brazil, and there is a Srila Janardhan Maharaj and Srila Ashram Maharaj in front of them, and he gave some mercy to me because he accept sannyas from me. And that name also, Srila Janardhan Maharaj decide these names, Tapaswi Maharaj. And that day I remind, and he know he has very bad disease, but that time he also, his mind was very strong. He not thinking for his death, he was not afraid. I told before, devotee not be afraid, devotee not be sad, because he is not afraid for his death. And he is preaching, he is writing, he is translating the books, and he is printing the books, and so much service he did. After that, when he left his body, I was very sad. And his previous wife, Govinda Mohini, and his son also continue his restaurant. When the restaurant, I am preaching there. He take me there, I am preaching there. And very nice, he is doing his service in this mission, and he is the main pillar of our Brazil mission. Many places he has taken to me. He has taken me to there, every places. I remember that. I cannot forget. And Gurudev also was very happy, his service. But his deity, his son follow that deity, his service now by Damodar Prabhu. And that is good. And I told Damodar Prabhu, how many days you are alive, you will do your service properly, and you will teaching properly, and next generation you will make ready for keeping that mission properly. That is Chaitanya Saraswati Math, that branch of San Paulo, main city, and they will continue their service for the remembrance of Sri Tapaswi Maharaj.
It is said that everything is the will of the Lord, but it is also said that we are suffering in this world because of our false ego and our own choice. How to harmonize these two statements?
Yes, that is correct. Jamon karma tamon phal, as you sow, so you reap. We are suffering for our own karma. That is correct. But if darkness is not coming, how will understand the glorification of the day, light? Then in this life sometimes bad things coming, sometimes good things coming. But we are harmonizing. We are harmonizing with that. We are thinking everything is happening by the wills of Lord. Then our sadness will not come. For our karma we are suffering, that is correct. But if something is happening, bad things is happening for the our bad karma, we are suffering, but it is our own happiness. It is sometimes we have to tolerance. You heard the name of Vasudeva Vipra when so much insects his body is eating his muscles and everything, eating his body, and he is tolerating and fall down the insects, and he is taking the insects and putting again to his arms. And then, okay, he, that insect is happy, then he can eat my arms. In this kind of situation coming, if we see the Mahajan, some our god brothers, god sisters, how much they are suffering, how much they are suffering for their own, but it is not hell, sometimes separation is coming. They are tolerating, bodily they are tolerating, but we cannot understand the symptom of the sadhu, symptom of the higher devotee, highest devotee. Sometimes they are suffering, we are thinking they are suffering for disease, but no, they are also suffering for the separation of the Lord. We cannot understand that. Sometimes they are suffering, they are thinking, oh, they are so much suffering for the disease, but we do not know that he is higher devotee, highest devotee. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is with their head, he is too much heat in the wall or floor, and so much blood coming from his mouth, and somebody telling he is crazy, he is becoming pagal. But that is separation. That is separation, is he is like Radharani, and he is the separation from the Lord. That is main thing. Sometimes highest devotee, they are always taking some oxygen, taking things, but that time there are some pastimes, they are thinking about the Lord, and they are making separation from the Lord. For that, in this situation, we cannot realize, because we are very teeny person, we are very unqualified, but for that, we cannot understand what symptom, what for this symptom, we cannot understand that. That is, devotees, actually, their highest devotee, they can do like this. For that, we have to understand easily, through practicing, you can, step by step, you can be a real goal, and real Nitya Lila, you can, what their Krishna's, Radha Krishna's pastimes, you can see everywhere that time. For this moment, sometimes Gurudev, last moment, I saw and I feelings, and last moment what he is thinking and how much he is showing to us, we can understand sometimes. And who is near to him, and proper realization can come, and he can easily understand.